St. Louis Public Radio's Maria Altman is back home now after a 10-day assignment overseas. Her trip took her to Ireland and later to Israel, where she traveled with a delegation of St. Louis, seeking new markets and new business opportunities for our region. Maria joins me in studio. Welcome back. Are you over your jet lag yet?
I think I'm doing pretty well. I seem to have gotten back on track much better than my sleep pattern overseas. So,
well, it was good to see you at your desk, busy at work, Maria Altman. If you would, Maria, just remind our audience what it was you were up to over these last 10 days.
Sure. I went along on a delegation from St. Louis with BioSTL and the Danforth Center, and there was also the Yield Lab to both Ireland and Israel, as you said. And the main goal of this delegation was really to reach out and find ag tech companies that would be interested in expanding into the U.S. and having a presence in St. Louis. And so, that was the goal of the trip, and I had it was really interesting to learn about, you know, ag tech in both countries and kind of also what the startups themselves are looking for.
Was this all initiated by the St. Louis people wanting to drum up business over there, or were the overseas folks inviting us to get this thing going?
It was really a combination, especially with Ireland. Mm-hmm. They have a government agency called Enterprise Ireland, and they were very much reaching out to countries all over the globe, asking them to come to the National Plowing Championships, which is a huge ag showcase. 300,000 people attended this year, and they had a startup presence. They had a pitch contest, and so it was an opportunity for different organizations to see startups in Ireland that they might want to invest in or bring overseas.
I would imagine, correct me if I'm wrong, that there is probably a fairly sharp contrast between Ireland and Israeli business.
Well, you know, the business side, I'm not so much. I was thinking landscape. My gosh,
for sure.
what a huge difference! But I think the business, in some ways, Israel is ahead in terms of startups. I mean, I should just give you some of the background. With Israel is known as the startup nation. Mm-hmm. One of the things I learned is they have a startup per 2,000 people. That's the highest density of any country in the world.
Wow.
And we're talking about a very small country, the size of New Jersey. 8 million people. They have the highest venture capital per capita, and they are only behind the U.S. in terms of total funding for startups. So they are they're an incredibly innovative society, and there's some cultural reasons behind that, in part because they've just had to be innovative. And they're also a country where they look for solutions. They're encouraged to be forward-thinking all the time.
Do you have any sense of what the startup density would be here, for instance? I mean, we've got a pretty good reputation here.
You know, I don't know the answer to that question, but that would be really interesting to find out, say, in Missouri or St. Louis in particular, what the density is.
Well, let's talk about how well we meshed. We've talked previously on this program about Ireland. Let's focus on Israel now. What kind of a fit are we talking about with regard to these two countries?
Well, the organization BioSTL has been in the business of trying to drum up startups here in St. Louis since 2001. They're a nonprofit, but they also have an investment arm called BioGenerator, so they've helped fund startups. A couple of years ago, they looked to Israel. Their CEO and president, Don Rubin, was very familiar with Israel, and he thought there could be some really good connections. So the goal was to get Israeli startups that wanted a U.S. presence to put that presence in St. Louis, especially with agriculture, ag tech companies. And they've had great success. They've already gotten 4 Israeli companies to put their U.S. headquarters in St. Louis. And I was able to talk with leadership from all 4 companies, including a company called Kaima, their business development director, Duran Feibisch, spoke with me. And he talked about the ecosystem, which is a word you hear a lot. Israelis pronounce it ecosystem for whatever reason. And here's what he had to say.
You have all the biotech personnel, things, the university, Monsanto, the seed industry. So it's the dental center. So you have a complete ecosystem of persons and people that you can hire. And it doesn't exist pretty much in anywhere else, even in the U.S., I think.
So it was really a very, very positive feedback about St. Louis from these companies that have gone ahead and put their companies into St. Louis. But, you know, the goal of BioSTL and Danforth Center was to go over and scout other companies.
Sure.
And I spoke with quite a few startups. And one that I found interesting was a company called Groundwork. And I spoke with a co-founder named Dan Grotsky. And I think I'm going to let him explain what the company does.
We have products that are based on mycorrhiza. Mycorrhiza is a symbiosis between fungi and plants, whereby the fungi help the plants absorb nutrients in the soil. So your plants get better nutrient uptake with less fertilizer.
So you can see that the application in row crops like corn would be really, really a big deal to use less fertilizer. And he says that they're seeing numbers where yields percentage-wise are, you know, double-digit improvements. And he's very interested in St. Louis, very interested in coming here.
Boy, all of that really does bode well for this community and this particular part of the community, doesn't it? You know, one of the persons we just heard from mentioned Monsanto. Was there any discussion over there of the proposed merger between
Yes.
Monsanto and Bayer?
Absolutely.
What are they saying?
It was absolutely expected because Dow and DuPont, when they merged, it was sort of there was going to be more mergers taking place. From a startup perspective and innovation perspective, I heard over and over again that this is going to be really good for St. Louis, that there will probably be executives and scientists who maybe peel away from Monsanto and start their own companies. Talking with the startups who have a presence in St. Louis, I asked that question, hey, is having Bayer come in going to make it difficult for your company? Most of them said they didn't feel it would, that they'll have, you know, one company to sell to rather than, you know, more. But they felt pretty confident that it would, with Crop Sciences located here in St. Louis, that those relationships that they already have will stay strong.
You make an interesting point, and I've heard it before with regard to there is going to be some redundancy within a merger, as there always is. And you mentioned a lot of people will be peeled away or peeling away and start their own
perhaps
companies.
But, you know, I think maybe on the upper levels, I mean, when you think about the sort of the executives, that there will be some of that. The researchers, I think it would be more by choice. I mean, Bayer's made it pretty clear that they want Monsanto for that research, and they want to keep it here in St. Louis.
Sure, that's the future, needless to say. What about genetically modified crops? Does that come up at all? Because Monsanto was certainly involved there.
You know, it does come up. I didn't talk a lot about that in Israel. In Israel, it's just so accepted, and there's not an issue with that as much as there is in, say, Europe. But I think that maybe there is a bit of a pivot away in terms of some of the mm-hmm. research that's going on and being more pinpointed and doing something called gene editing, where you don't insert other DNA, but you may turn on or turn off particular traits that you want in a plant.
How generally were our folks received over there? Obviously, they're interested in St. Louis, but in terms of one-on-one and diplomacy and all the rest of it, received well?
Most of the people that I was with have been to Israel multiple times. Mm-hmm. And what I heard over and over was this ag tech is a small community. It's like any other community, the public radio community, right? We all know mm-hmm. each other. It's the same in this space. So many of the people had already met numerous times. And it's kind of like going to any sort of event where people come together again.
Yeah. This is a volatile part of the world you've just come from. Has been for a long time and probably will remain so. Is that an issue, do you think, with regard to sending our folks, our companies over there?
Not, it doesn't seem to be. Mm. It seems foreign investment is a huge part of startups there. I think it was something like 85% of the money that comes into Israeli startups come from foreign countries, and that it remains very stable no matter what's happening in Israel. So it doesn't seem to be a big factor. There are like 300 multinational companies in Israel. Israelis don't stop doing business even.
Yeah.
Frankly, when they're under fire, they just don't.
That's really remarkable to think that it goes on with a certain degree of normalcy, if you will. Only a limited time left. A little travelogue here. What surprised you about Israel? You've not been there before.
I had not been there before. It was a really fantastic experience. Yeah. And my parents had both been to Israel in the early 70s, so it was interesting to kind of compare and contrast with what I had heard from them. I think it was interesting to see Arab communities very close to Jewish communities, and also being in Jerusalem and seeing these three major world religions so close. Mm. It really is incredible. And when you see towns like Nazareth and you think, wow, I've heard about that all my life, sure. And here it is in reality. It really is a special experience.
Only a few seconds left. What is next as far as the business momentum goes?
I think that we'll hear some more companies coming mm-hmm. from Israel, possibly Ireland. And what I'm hearing from Yield Lab, from BioSTL, from the Danforth Center, is they're looking to other countries, Argentina being one of them. So I think we're really going to see expansion globally with a real multinational presence here in St. Louis.
Well, Maria Altman, thank you so much for being with us. Welcome back.
And, thank you.
Congratulations on your reporting thus far, and more to come as we know. Thank you so much, Maria.
Thanks.
Get over that jet lag. Archive versions, that is, of past St. Louis On the Air programs are available for download or podcast at stlpublicradio.org/stlonair. St. Louis On the Air is produced by Mary Edwards, Alex Hoyer, and Kelly Moffitt, with production assistance from Aaron Dorr, Natalie Martinez, and Spencer Reed. The executive producer is Robert Peterson. Arts and culture programming on St. Louis On the Air, funded in part by the Arts and Education Council of Greater St. Louis, the Regional Arts Commission, and the Missouri Arts Council, a state agency. St. Louis On the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. Thank you for listening. I'm Don Marsh.